20 years after the fall of communism, Russians are demonstrating again, this time not for capitalist revolution, but for democratic reform. Masha Lipman, who marched in the 1991 protests, is now an analyst at Carnegie Moscow Center.
It's very symbolic that we are having this public activism on the rise exactly 20 years after the collapse of the USSR.
In 1991, the first priority was economic. Vladimir Ryzhkov was trying to run a provincial city that year.
Экономика была разрушена. Ничего не работало.
The economy was destroyed. Nothing worked. I remember we had meetings every day to discuss very simple questions. Where could we get coal? Where could we get kerosene? We even had a meeting to figure out how to assure the supply of bread and milk for the city.
In the 20 years since the Soviet collapse, Russian real incomes have jumped, but democratic institutions have not kept pace. Лилия Шибанова runs an election observer group called GOLOS.
As for the democratic reforms themselves, they ended very quickly. It was too short a time that they tried in this country to have them. I mean, real representative government, real elections, real open debates. They were all shut down very quickly.
Pollster Lev Gudkov says basic institutions did not evolve alongside Russia's new consumerism.
Власть по-прежнему остается вертикально.
Government is still vertical. It's not controlled by the society. And in essence, despite all the changes, is built the same way it was built in the Soviet Union. And its base is mainly political police, criminal police. There's no independent court, prosecution, and system of education.
Now, a decade of stability and an explosion in internet connectivity widen the gulf between Russians and their authoritarian government. The pluses of Igor Jurgens runs a think tank here. He says 90% of Moscow's adults are now online, while government bureaucrats remain, in his words, feudal.
I'm hearing retired people who probably are not very well dressed talking to each other, saying that on the internet I found myself a new hearing device and stuff like that. It's a change of existential order, feudalism versus modernization, all in one basket, which is not healthy, which will find its resolution either evolutionary, for which I have a lot of hope, or revolutionary, which I hope we will avoid because we had our share.
The key test may be the turnout for a big democracy rally planned for Saturday. Ironically, almost 20 years to the day since Mikhail Gorbachev announced the end of the Soviet Union. James Brook, VOA News, Moscow.